Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tim Raines. Batting second. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dan Pasqua. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Matt Morello. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Lance Johnson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Craig Grebeck. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Greg Hibbert. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Chuck Knobloch. Batting second. The third baseman, Scott Lewis. Batting third. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting fourth. The DH, Chili Davis. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Shane Mack. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pedro Munoz. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting eighth. The catcher, Junior Ortiz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Scott Erickson. And now, play ball. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Raines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura hits a line drive for a single. Raines moves to third. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Raines scores. Ventura moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pasqua strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lewis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Knobloch moves to second. 1 out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Puckett hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1. Twins. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Twins. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morello scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mack for the out. 2 outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Munoz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Craig Grybek is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Grybek hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Mac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Ortiz hits a fly ball into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Pasqua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Raines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Ventura batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Ventura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ventura takes first base on ball four. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Knobloch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Leos is 0-for-1 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grybek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Puckett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Grybek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pasqua is 0-for-1 in the game. Pasqua hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Twins. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch catches it and throws to first to double up Morello. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a line drive into left field. Rain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Munoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Munoz hits a line drive for a single. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Harbeck hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ventura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 1 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Guillen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Leo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Raines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a line drive into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Junior Ortiz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortiz takes first base on ball 4. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 0 for 1 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball towards center. Johnson catches it and throws to first to double up Ortiz. Two outs. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Knobloch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into left field. Raines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pasqua is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Pasqua hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Leos is 0 for 2 in the game. Leos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ventura. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Matt Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morello is 0 for 2 in the game. Morello hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Sosa pinch runs for Matt Morello. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson bunts for a single. Sosa moves to second. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grebeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Grebeck hits a pop-up towards the mound. Erickson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a line drive beyond second. Knobloch can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Sosa scores. Johnson moves to second. It's White Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Raines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Raines hits a fly ball into right center field, beyond the reach of Puckett. Raines reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Guillen goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, White Sox. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ventura is walked intentionally. Steve Bedrosian now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Raines moves to third. Two outs. Dan Pasqua batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Pasqua is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Pasqua hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz, who is chasing the ball. Pasqua reaches third base with a triple. Raines scores. Ventura goes all the way around to score. It's 7-3, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 3. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Pasqua now playing first base. Sammy Sosa now playing right field. Pedro Munoz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Munoz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, White Sox. Junior Ortiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortiz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ortiz bunts towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gagne is 0 for 2 in the game. Gagne hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8. With the score, the White Sox 7, and the Twins 4. the White Sox will come to bat. Sammy Sosa is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Sosa hits a ball on the ground towards third. Leos fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lance Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Craig Grebeck is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Grebeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Grebeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knobloch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Guillen is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 8-4, White Sox. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Guillen. The throw from Ortiz and he is safe. Guillen steals second. Tim Raines is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Raines is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Raines hits a fly ball into right field. Munoz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Knobloch is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Knobloch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Knobloch hits a fly ball into right field. Sosa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Leos is 0-for-3 in the game. Leos hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Puckett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Ventura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Munoz. Ventura reaches second base with a double. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thomas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball towards right. Munoz catches it, throws to Gagne, who relays to second to get Ventura, who can't get back to the bag on time. Double play. Two outs. Dan Pasqua is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Pasqua is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pasqua hits a pop-up beyond short. Gagne can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chili Davis is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Shane Mack is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mack is 0-for-3 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pedro Munoz is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Munoz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Munoz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hibbert fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Grebeck scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.